Daily prayer, why is it so essential? And let's talk about two forms of prayer, mental prayer and vocal prayer, and why both are essential in the spiritual life. Guys, this message was recorded for a workshop that I spoke at recently. This is part of it. I hope that you're blessed by it. Please like and share this video if you are encouraged by it, and comment below. Let me know your thoughts. What stood out to you and why, and did I miss something? I'd love to learn from you. Now on to the message. Prayer. It is absolutely essential. Now, you likely already know this, so I'm just reminding you of what you already know to be true. But we gotta pray. Why? St. Jerome says, those who pray are certainly saved. Those who do not pray are certainly damned. Now, is it cut and dry like that? This is how the saints spoke. St. Thomas Aquinas is something very similar. I mean, St. Alphonsus Liguori. The saints talk about prayer not as a nice side option in the spiritual life. No, they speak of prayer as an absolute essential to grow in the spiritual life. As food is for the body, prayer is for the soul. What happens when you cut out food from the body? Well, the body begins to shrivel up and die. What happens if you cut out prayer from the spiritual life? Well, the soul begins to shrivel up and die. Now, you likely already know this, but I'm just poking your heart and just asking you, are you praying? And are you praying every day? This is a discipline that is difficult to establish. So this is not a shaming. This is just a motivation to say, hey, try your best and ask God for the grace to pray every single day. A disciplined prayer life is something that I did not have early on when I came back to my faith over 20 years ago. And that is something I wish I would have established earlier on in my life, because I feel like I wasted some years missing out on what God had for me. And so consider this. If we can't spend 15 minutes a day with Jesus now, why in the world would we want to spend all eternity with him later? Just something to think about. Now, my friends, let's go through two different forms of prayer. Number one, vocal prayer. And what's vocal prayer? Those are just memorized prayers that we say within the church. So we've got the Our Father, we've got the Hail Mary, Divine Chaplet of Mercy. We have many beautiful prayers that have been written down by the saints, that some of them have been elevated up to a more official status. Those are good and beneficial to say. Hey, we just released a video to help you in your daily prayer called the Seven Prayers of St. Bridget. It's a meditation upon seven sufferings of Jesus. I'll link to it in this video. Take advantage of it. It's there for you to help you in your daily prayer. So you likely know a lot of already vocal prayers. So let's go to a different type of prayer that sometimes we don't talk about, but it's essential. That is mental prayer. What is mental prayer? Mental prayer is when you engage your imagination and your intellect in your prayer in a different way than vocal prayer. For example, the Hail Mary. The Hail Mary is a vocal prayer. But when you say the mysteries of the rosary, for example, Friday is the Sorrowful Mysteries. The first decade is the scourging of Jesus at the pillar. And we pray in that decade for the virtue of purity. So on Fridays, when I'm praying that, what do? I just don't say the Hail Mary, full of grace. No, I think, I imagine, I place myself at the scourging of the pillar. And I see everything around me in 3D. I see the soldiers off to the side. I see the whip being prepared. I see the soldier picking it up and I hear the smack of the whip in the air as it digs into Jesus' flesh. I see his body flinch, the whip and the thongs that have stuck into his flesh and back pulled down, ripping open that first whip, blood coming down his rib cage and dripping upon the pavement for my purity. This is how I pray the first decade of the Sorrowful Mysteries of the Rosary. And this is an exceedingly beneficial way to pray. more than simply saying Hail Mary, full of grace. In fact, the saints encourage this form of prayer. It's mental prayer. And if you want to learn more about mental prayer, this is a great book. It's The Ways of Mental Prayer. I can't pronounce the author's last name. Excellent. And I'll put the link at the bottom so you can write this down. But this is a great resource if you want to grow in mental prayer. Most Catholics, by the way, don't do mental prayer. And that's a tragedy. Why? Because this is what the saints say about mental prayer. Saint Bernard said that meditation regulates our affections, directs our actions, and corrects our defects. I don't know about you, but I got a lot of defects. Saint Teresa of Avila said that when a man leaves off meditation, the devil has no need of carrying him to hell, for he throws himself into it. Saint Alphonsus Liguori said, mental prayer is, in the first place, necessary in order that we may have light to go on to the journey to eternity. Those are quotes from St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Teresa of Avila, and St. Alphonsus Liguori. Not only are these saints, but they are doctors of the church, heavyweights. And they're saying prayer, not just prayer, but mental prayer, also known as meditation, is an absolute necessity in growing in the spiritual life. So if you don't know too much about it, get this. Excellent. If you want to grow to learn more about prayer also in general, here's another book by Alphonsus Liguori. Again, I'll put the title at the bottom. When you study about prayer, just be aware that studying about prayer isn't the same as praying. But it gives us the impression that we're praying when we're studying about prayer. It would be a terrible thing to become an expert about prayer, but never pray. Just keep that in mind. There is no substitute for actually taking the action and doing it. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.